This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of April. Franklin spent April 22nd and 23rd, 1755, conferring with Major General Edward Braddock in Fredericktown, Maryland. Braddock commanded the British forces in North America and had just arrived from London to help defend colonials being attacked along the western frontier. In an amazing demonstration of logistical prowess, Franklin gathered 150 wagons and over 250 horses from the surrounding countryside to carry Braddock's supplies as he marched to Fort Duquesne, now modern-day Pittsburgh. Franklin also endeared himself to Braddock's officers by obtaining 20 gift horses packed with a generous supply of food. For the officers on foreign soil who had no idea where their next meal would come from, this was a pleasant surprise to say the least. Franklin's gift-giving reminds us that when it comes to conducting business, it's just as important to be liked as it is to be trusted. While in Paris on April 26, 1784, Franklin penned a wickedly funny satire about the high cost of staying up all night. Titled simply, An Economical Project, Franklin announced a shocking discovery to the people of Paris, that the sun gives strong, clear light from its rising until noon. This, he pretended, was big news to most Parisians, who worked and played by candlelight until the wee hours of the morning, and then slept until noon. He then estimated that Parisians could save over 96 million livres a year in candle consumption, an immense sum of money, simply by changing their habit to sleep when it's dark, and work with the aid of the pure light of the sun for nothing, he said. With this satire, Franklin exemplified George Bernard Shaw's adage, "If you're going to tell people the truth, you better make them laugh, otherwise they'll kill you." A curious account of a sea monster appeared on the 29th of April, 1736, in Franklin's newspaper, the Pennsylvania Gazette. It states, "From Bermuda, they write, that a sea monster has been lately seen there, the upper part of whose body was in the shape and about the bigness of a boy of 12 years old, with long black hair. The lower part resembled a fish. He was first seen on shore and, taking to the water, was pursued by people in a boat who intended to strike him with a fish gig. But approaching him, the human likeness surprised them into compassion, and they had not the power to do it." Though most likely an apocryphal story, it's a powerful reminder of the compassion that arises when we recognize the common humanity we share with a supposed enemy. In the late April pages of the 1739 Poor Richard's Almanac, Poor Richard tells us, "Blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed." Good advice for those who wish to avoid the all too common affliction, expectation hangover. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.